you're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rodrance for Black and White Sports 2. Well, of course, you guys know on this channel we have been covering the Lamar Jackson saga for a very long time. And if you, of course, have been subscribed over to the bigger channel, because, you know, there's a Black and White Sports that's been around for a couple of years over there that's got 190,000 subs. And then this channel, you guys know we very heavily covered Deshaun Watson's entire despicable ordeal and everything that came and went with that. We were very vocally critical of Deshaun Watson, and we were critical of what the Cleveland Browns decided to do, which was give him a fully guaranteed contract. I mean, only the bozos in Cleveland and Jimmy Haslam and that dumpster fire of an organization would have given that scumbag a five-year, $230 million fully guaranteed contract with and arranged in such a way that if he was suspended, which he got 11 games, he should have got a year. Some people believe he should have got a ban for life. But it was arranged where it would not financially hurt him. Word around the campfire is the NFL is very pissed about that. There was nothing they could do about it. Roger Goodell could have banned him for life. That was something they could have done, but they didn't do it. And as we know, Lamar Jackson believes he's worth that same contract. Now, we've talked about the fact that the NFL teams out there vocally pretty much come out and vocally said that contract is a problem, and their actions have validated that. Their actions have confirmed Deshaun Watson's contract is an issue. Why? They've given other contracts to QBs, and now a lot of them after this free agency round, that were not fully guaranteed, including Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo. The list goes on and on. They've reset the QB market. Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent. He doesn't understand that. So, we got a couple of things. We've got confirmation from the Ravens that Deshaun Watson's contract was absolutely considered a massive F-up for the league and for the Ravens, knowing they had had Lamar Jackson's contract coming. Ozzie Newsome confirms this, okay? In an interview, we will look at that. Also, we've got Big Ben Roethlisberger, legendary Steelers quarterback. We just found out almost a 49ers quarterback last year. Conversations between Big Ben and the Niners when all those injuries went down at quarterback. Who knew? What did they do? Hey, Niners, let's call Phillip Rivers and Big Ben. See what they're doing right now. And Big Ben self-admitted he considered it. You know, supposedly Phillip wanted to come back and the Niners passed on him. I don't know. But Big Ben has come out, made some comments about Lamar Jackson. He is also very critical of how Lamar is handling this entire situation. So let's get to Ozzie Newsome first, because this just reconfirms what we've heard. And it solidifies what we've known. We got Florio. Actually, we got Michael David Smith at PFT, but we also have the Bernie Kosar interview, okay? Since the Browns signed Deshaun Watson to an unprecedented, fully guaranteed five-year, $230 million contract, other owners have refused to follow suit on guaranteed contracts. And the Ravens executive vice president, Ozzie Newsome, is acknowledging that his team sees Watson's contract as a stumbling block to get things done with Lamar Jackson. Newsome, who was the Ravens general manager for 17 years and a damn good one, before stepping back to the executive VP role in 2019, said on the Bernie Kosar show that the Ravens owner, Steve Bisciotti, views the Watson contract as a problem. Let's just go over here and roll it.
Speaking of quarterbacks, the Browns made waves last year with their guaranteed contract of Deshaun Watson. What was your immediate reaction when that news broke?
Well, you know what? I'm always about this. Every club has to do what they have to do with contracts, with drafting, you know.
Look at Hanford Dixon just start laughing. Like, he knows what Ozzie's going to say and how crazy this is.
I got enough problems dealing with this club that, you know what, I can't, you know, I don't worry about what other people right. do. But, you know, our owner, you know, did say that, you know, that contract did create some problems. Yeah, now, yeah. what we have to figure out, is that going to be the norm or is that an outlier? And
it's an outlier, okay? We know it's an outlier. It absolutely caused some problems. By the way, let us recognize and let us just say, hey, it looks like Bernie might have straightened some things out. Guys, Bernie Kosar, if you don't know, go back, watch some highlights. I grew up, I'm old enough to remember, I watched Bernie play. Bernie Kosar was a badass quarterback. He really was. Let's get to Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger says Lamar Jackson is making a mistake. He's also got a podcast, Footballin' with Ben Roethlisberger. It's here on YouTube. Roethlisberger is no stranger to contract negotiations, and now he speaks out about the controversy in Baltimore on his pod. Quote, I know it hurts him not having an agent. I'm not sure why he doesn't have one. He just doesn't want one. In the NFL, you can pay agents between 1 and 3%. So he could pay an agent 1% of his 200 and some million dollar contract, and he would be fine. Now, he's going to go on to point something out that I brought up the other day. Lamar could have signed an extension and got a big money deal around the time that Josh Allen did too. And Roethlisberger brings up the fact that Lamar's already lost probably like $40 million. He's already lost $40 million and he's not getting that money back. Here's another interesting point. He and Josh Allen are in the same class. I think Josh signed a new deal like 2 years ago and has already made 40 some million dollars while Lamar's still in this. That's 40 some million that Lamar never made back. I understand he's waiting for this big deal. But he also could have kept doing two-year deals like 2 for $50 or 2 for $100. Instead, he's still on these deals where he's making franchise tag money at 20-something or whatever. It just feels like he's missing out on bigger money. Yeah, instead of being franchise tag, he could be going into, I guess he would be going into the third year of that deal. I don't know. Maybe it would be the first year of that deal starting up. I don't know how it works out exactly, but you get the point. He's left a lot of money on the table. Maybe it's not about that. Maybe it's about wanting to go somewhere else. At the end of the day, when it comes to the team, ownership, the GM, the coaches, they want the player and they want to give the deal. In this situation, I don't know what's going on. Maybe they have offered things and Lamar just wants a little more. He wants something different. There's a lot of he said, she said, and two-sided type of stuff. For the NFL, it just keeps getting him in the news cycle. Whether he signs or doesn't, he's in the cycle. So it's good for the NFL. Something's got to happen soon. I can't imagine he's going to play this year on another deal like this and risk injuries and people start asking questions like last year. Why didn't he come back? Did he not come back to preserve his body? He's a different animal out there. He's a good football player. And look, I think a lot of us can acknowledge he is a good football player. And I get it to a point. You're Lamar, okay? And a few minutes ago before I started this, I brought up Lamar's numbers. I brought up Deshaun Watson's numbers. They are eerily similar. There's 1 year difference there, but the numbers are eerily similar. Okay, between the quarterbacks. And we know if you're Lamar, you're sitting back going, I don't have all of this legal drama and all of this potential borderline. I didn't have these you know, criminal accusations against me. And it looks like I should be a better person, at least in the eyes of the NFL team. So why shouldn't I get Deshaun Watson's money? But again, it's a problem if the league was like, and the league's been vocal, ostracized the Browns ownership. You don't have an agent to tell you, look, Deshaun's contract was viewed as a mistake, and they're not going to do that anymore or again, Lamar. Okay, so we need to consider one of these deals. We need to get offered a deal, counter a deal, offered a deal, counter a deal. Well, what about this? What about that? That's all the things. The agent can badmouth the club. The club can badmouth Lamar, and back and forth, back and forth, and you get a deal done. Ben Roethlisberger's right. Lamar has already lost millions of dollars in this that he's never getting back. He's not. And I said yesterday, because there's word out there by some miscellaneous bozo acting as a rep who's not certified to act as a rep on his behalf, and that was confirmed by Florio, I've said, look, you... If he comes off of the fully guaranteed contract demand, let's say he backs off and says, I want five, I want 195 guaranteed, and I want 250 total. You will start getting the Falcons, the Colts, and some teams will start sniffing around, but they're not giving the fully guaranteed deal. They're not. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. Man, Lamar, Lamar, Lamar. Peace, I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.